you know you are capable of more. Because you have a burning desire to get the absolute most out of your career and life, to starve your fears, to follow your dreams, and to realize your true potential. And we are going to do that together. This is the Own Your Career, Own Your Life podcast. Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome to the Own Your Career podcast. I'm your host, Andy Storch, and excited to be talking with you today. I know I don't release these episodes regularly, but I've been jotting down a lot of great ideas lately for future episodes and insights I want to share with people. And I want to put a few things together today to talk to you about time and mindset and facing challenges, something that I tend to talk about a lot because I think it's something that everybody can relate to. When you have big plans, you have a dream, you have things you want to accomplish, or you just know that, hey, you want to be fulfilled and happy in life, but challenges come up. Maybe things are not going very well. Maybe you get laid off, or you have a setback at work, or maybe you have a health challenge you're going through, as I've gone through in the past, or relationship challenges, or maybe some financial woes. Maybe your car is broken down and going to cost a ton of money to fix, or maybe you moved your family across the world and now you need to pay a bunch of money to go back to visit your extended family in another continent, which is the situation I'm in now. Maybe sales haven't been going as well for you if you're running a business or you're working in sales, or your boss has been coming down on you. There's just lots of challenges that people are facing today. I know with the economy we're in, there's a lot of uncertainty. And people that, you know, maybe haven't lost their jobs are still worried that might happen. I certainly have been seeing some elements of it in different ways. One, of course, with people reaching out and telling me that they have been laid off and looking for a new role, but also in the work that I do. I work with big companies speaking and training, and the last 2 years have been quite good for me, quite frankly. I've been very happy with how things have turned out. I always want more. This year's off to a very slow start when it comes to sales. I've had a lot of companies come back and say that they don't have budget right now to work on what we talked about working on. So it's important to know, first of all, that these challenges will come up. They're part of life. I don't think anybody's life is perfect. Some people may have it better than others. That's always been the case and always going to be the case. We all come from different backgrounds, different situations. We have different upbringings. We live in different places, different levels of wealth and poverty. We're blessed with different personalities and type of situations, ways we approach situations. And many of us have made mistakes, some bigger than others, right? And put ourselves in situations that are maybe less ideal than others. And that's just part of life, right? I mean, it's important to start by recognizing that, like, hey, everybody's coming from a different place. Your situation, your background might be very different than mine. And yet, I think we all face challenges. And even, you know, the people that you probably look to and think, oh, they've got it all figured out. They've got a ton of money. They've got a big house. They've got a really great title or a fancy job. They have stress and face challenges and anxiety, right? Have health problems, relationship problems, family problems. Those things come up and they affect almost everybody. Obviously, if you look at the research, you know, people that are towards the lower end of the wealth spectrum, you know, the poverty spectrum, face more stress, right? Food uncertainty causes a lot more stress on a regular basis. But everybody in the end is going to be facing challenges. And what I found too is that if you find yourself being someone who is very ambitious like me, you want to accomplish big things, you want to get promotions at work, or you want to become a vice president or one day, or you want to start and run your own business, you want to make a lot of money, you want to have recognition or win awards or get certifications or all the things that we say that we want to accomplish, those things end up coming with more challenges, because as we strive to do more, we run into roadblocks. And part of that is, I think, just part of life. And part of it is that it's almost a test from the universe, you know, depending on what your belief is, how religious or spiritual you are. You believe that the universe might throw challenges at you. I don't know if everything happens for a reason, but I do think often that challenges get thrown our way to see how tough we are, how resilient we are. Because if and when we overcome those challenges, we are now more, you know, we're tougher, we're more capable of overcoming challenges in the future and helping other people do the same thing. And there's a saying, you know, it's a title of a book from Ryan Holiday, one of my favorite authors, that the obstacle is the way. This is something that the Stoic philosophers talked a lot about many hundreds of years ago, a couple thousand years ago, that the obstacle is the path, that, you know, that a lot of people shy away or run away from the obstacle if things are not going well and say, oh, let me go try and do something else, which is, you know, connected to a very fixed mindset, right? This idea that either you're good at something or you're not. And therefore, if something's not going very well, you should probably quit and go do something else. With a growth mindset, we know that, hey, we can try hard things, that we learn the most from getting out of our comfort zone and doing those harder things. And therefore, we want to gravitate towards more of those harder situations. And we're not going to give up so easily. Now, there's a lot of questions out there. I've gotten the question before. I've heard, you know, experts, especially in the entrepreneur space, get the question, how do you know if or when to quit? And there is no true answer, right? If things are truly not going well, you set a big goal and they're just not going well, you know, do you persevere? Do you stick with it forever? Or do you give up and go do something else? And that's really a personal decision. But I think a lot of times, if the goal is because of something that you truly wanted to accomplish, you really believe it's possible and you're really, you know, eager to make it happen, but things have just not been going well, you can ask yourself, like, are there things that I could be doing differently? Are there ways, different ways that I could be approaching this to accomplish more? You know, why am I not achieving this goal? If I started a business and it's just not going very well, is it because I really just don't have the aptitude for it and I'm not actually that excited about it? Or is it because, no, I truly want it to work out, but, you know, I'm just not very good at sales and I need to get better, right? I need to go take a class. I need to hire a coach or a mentor and learn from somebody because I am committed to making this work. And that is the case for me. You know, I left the corporate world a few years ago to become an entrepreneur because it's something I was truly drawn towards. And it's something that I'm so passionate about. I love so much that I will do anything to make sure that it works out, right? I'll go sell whatever I need to sell to keep my business going and keep my family supported, because I don't necessarily want to go back and get another job. And by the way, as I say that, that doesn't mean I think that it's bad to be working for a company, to be an employee, to get another job. For most people, that's the right thing to do. If you're listening and you are an employee and you probably are ambitious, you want to accomplish big things, but you don't necessarily want to do it on your own, or you don't think that you have the aptitude to be an entrepreneur, that's great. That's totally fine. One of the reasons I wrote my book is because I heard so many people, a lot of like so-called gurus out there on podcasts and whatnot, saying like, oh, if you don't like your situation or your job, you need to quit the 9-to-5 and go start your own business. But I don't think that's the case at all. I think a lot of people are not necessarily cut out to be entrepreneurs. They wouldn't enjoy the ups and downs and the uncertainty that that I go through. But I believe I am. I think that it's what I'm made for. And so I'm going to stick with it regardless of what the universe throws at me. And right now, like I said, sales have been slow because a lot of companies have been cutting budgets and whatnot. And I'm just going to work harder to make this work, right? Now, in a different situation where I know many people who are kind of coming over to this side, becoming independent freelancer coaches and consultants right now because they've been laid off and they don't like their prospects for the next job. So they think, I'm going to try to make it on my own for a little while. Now, they may say, well, I'm actually kind of between two camps, and if things don't work out, then I'll go back and get another job. That's totally great too. Like, that's not a failure to say, I'm going to quit the business after a couple of years and go get a job. I see many people do that. Whereas for me, I'm so committed. I would almost consider it to be like a failure on my part if I were to go back, get another job. And at the same time, if I comes to that and I need to do that, it doesn't mean I'm a failure. It just means that I ended up changing strategies because my number one top priority is supporting my family, right? And so even though, like, I have a passion for, I want to remain an entrepreneur and a speaker and someone who's out there helping people, you know, doing it on my own way, that's a lower priority than supporting my family. So I'm going to do whatever I need to do to support my family. And so that then becomes the highest priority. And so this is kind of a meandering way to come back around to say, it's very important to start by getting clear on who you are, your values, what you care about, and what your priorities are, what's most important to you, right? And start to think about the trade-offs that are involved in that vision, the goals that you have. Why do you have that vision or those goals? What's the purpose? that's driving you, the why behind the work that you're doing. What are your priorities and values that are driving you, and what trade-offs are you willing to make? You know, for example, me really wanting to be an entrepreneur. Am I willing to make less money working on my own than I would if I was an employee? And the answer for me is yes, I would, because I would rather have that freedom and autonomy than necessarily the money that would come with, you know, working for someone else. Now, you or someone else might make a completely different decision, and that's great. The beautiful thing about owning your career is that it's completely personal to you. If you read my book, Own Your Career, Own Your Life, it is all about owning your own career, not anybody else's. It's not about living your life for other people. It's about living your life for you. And, you know, in that book, in my book, I mentioned the Top Five Regrets of the Dying by Bronnie Ware, which is the famous book that a lot of people reference. And, you know, she interviewed lots of people on their deathbeds. And the number one regret that she found was people saying, I regret that I did not live a life true to myself. So as you're setting your vision, you're setting your goals, you're thinking about what you want to accomplish, you're looking at the challenges that you're facing, right? You can also ask yourself, am I living a life true to myself? What changes do I need to make or want to make? And what trade-offs am I willing to make to live that, to follow my dream, to achieve my goals, overcome these challenges, to really live a life that is more true to myself? And, you know, I can share more examples, right? I moved my family last year from the United States to Spain, to Barcelona. That came with many trade-offs. We're farther away from family. It was risky for my business. I'm now working later in the evenings than I used to because of the time zone differences. So there are some trade-offs, and I was willing to make those because I really wanted to follow this dream and to do this, have this experience and try this thing that I wanted to try. And so for you, you got to think about what's important for you. What do you truly want to accomplish, and how much do you want it, and what work are you willing to put in? What trade-offs are you willing to make in order to accomplish that? And as I'm talking, I'm thinking about my own situation. As I said, sales are kind of slow. I love living a fun life and spending time with my family. And so I don't work on weekends, and I try not to work too late, you know, in the evenings during the week. Maybe there are a couple of days where I need to work a little bit more because I need to make sure that my business works to support my need for autonomy and independence. And I also need to support my family, right? So these are things you can be thinking about as you are setting your vision, you're making a plan, you're setting goals, and you're facing the challenges that might be coming up for you. Is, you know, what is it that I truly want to accomplish? What's most important to me? What are my values? What are my priorities? What trade-offs am I willing to make, right? What sacrifices am I willing to make? And am I doing it truly for what I want, what's best for me and my family, or for what somebody else has been guiding me towards, right? Whether that's a boss or a colleague, employer, et cetera. And again, not saying it's bad to be employed or that you don't have a responsibility towards your employer and in the well-being of the company you work for. But it's not everything, right? They ultimately are not responsible for your life. And so you've got to take care of yourself. Nobody cares more about your career than you do. So you got to be the one to own it. You've got to be the one to set that vision, make a plan, figure out where you want to go, and then do the work to overcome the challenges that you're facing. And when you're facing those challenges, as I talked about in the very beginning, make sure that you're able to step back and ask yourself questions like, what's great about this? What can I learn from this? What does this make possible? What's in my control and out of my control? How can I take ownership of this? And how can I make the most of this situation? And what trade-offs am I willing to make? What sacrifices am I willing to make to overcome this? And then what are going to be the benefits if and when I do overcome this challenge? How can I use that to maybe propel myself to more success in the future, to help more people in the future? And how good am I going to feel about myself by overcoming this and then being able to help other people with the same thing? In that line of questions I just asked, there is my five questions that I ask anytime I face a big challenge. And if you want to have those that you can use anytime you face uncertainty or challenges, you can go grab those as a bonus resource on my website now by going to andystorch.com/5questions. That's the number 5, andystorch.com/5questions. You can also get all my bonus resources by going to andystorch.com/bonus, as well as you can get a copy of my book by going on to Amazon, and you can read more about owning your career and your life and the mindset it takes to be more successful. This is the Own Your Career podcast. I'm going to be sharing more of these insights in the future. I appreciate you tuning in. I hope that you got value from this little rant that I went on about overcoming challenges and connecting with your vision, your purpose, your goals, your priorities, and your values. And that I hope that you find the strength and courage you need to overcome the challenges that you're facing, follow your dreams, and to achieve your goals. Reach out if you need anything. I'm here rooting for you, and I wish you the best of luck. Take care of yourself, and I hope you find some gratitude. No matter what you're striving for, find some gratitude for some great things that you have going on in your career and your life today. Take care.